You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Does, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. Girls, quiet. Today we begin our special Wash Day School for Brides, conducted by Professor Does. Thank you, ladies. Thank you. Well, now, first I'm going to ask some of you brides to step up to the microphone here and tell me just what are your biggest wash day problems. Okay, who's first?
Professor.
Yes?
I have a terrible time with my husband's work shirts. I just scrub and scrub.
Well, we'll take care of that.
Well, Professor, my problem is getting my towels white enough to satisfy my mother-in-law.
Towels, eh? Next.
I just can't find a wash day soap that's really safe for my pretty rayons.
Problem number three, rayons. Well, girls, you certainly brought your wash day troubles to the right place. Because here's how to solve all three of those problems with just one soap.
What? One soap for everything?
Yes, does. Procter & Gamble's new kind of granulated soap, and it does everything. All three kinds of wash. Work shirts, towels, to pretty rayon slips.
But, Professor, my mother always warned me that granulated wash day soaps were too hard on those nice colors.
Well, does is different. It's far safer for those precious colors than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. And you know you need this extra color care in wartime when you want those clothes to last longer.
But will Dove get my towels white? They have to suit my mother-in-law, remember?
They will. Why, she's never seen whiter washes than Dove does. In fact, it can't be beat by any other soap for getting clothes dazzling white.
Don't forget me and my work shirt.
Don't you worry. Dove will get them really clean without any hard scrubbing. Why, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than does.
Say, if does can do all that, I'm going to try it.
Me too. Professor, you're wonderful.
No, it's not me. It's does. Just try it. Ask for D-U-Z, does, today. And next wash day, let does do everything. And now the Goldbergs. Well, Molly Goldberg has been planning a marriage for Emma, the girl whom she's befriended. It was with Emma's happiness in mind that Molly arranged for her to meet a neighbor, Bruce Hanley. And Emma went riding with Bruce in the moonlight. So Molly would have been completely happy if she hadn't begun to suspect that all her efforts may very well be wasted, since there are signs that Mikey Broom likes Emma. But Molly treats this a little lightly, for she doesn't know that the truth lies closer to home, and that it isn't Sammy's friend, but Sammy who is involved. And so now, with Emma home and Sammy waiting downstairs for her, Molly speaks with Rosie.
So go into your room, Rosalie, darling. Go, darling.
Did you speak to Emma yet, Ma?
No, darling. She just came in. She's taking a glass of milk downstairs. Mikey went to bed already, Rosalie. Mikey's in his room, dear.
I don't know, and I don't care, Ma. I really don't. If he likes Emma, then...
Rosalie, please.
It's all right, Ma. I just wish he'd tell me instead of avoiding me.
Maybe you're only imagining, Rosalie, darling. Maybe you're only imagining. It's possible. Maybe, Rosalie, it's all because you're acting and you're thinking and you're...
No, it isn't, Ma.
I'm sure, darling. I'm sure, Rosalie, darling, that Emma don't even for one syllable think that Mikey is thinking of her or whatever which. Because you know, Rosalie, darling, that Mama would see everything that is to be seen. You know that. And I didn't see from Emma not one syllable, darling. Not one syllable that should be which or what. So it's not absolutely... Maybe Mikey's the son.
Don't make excuses for him, Ma. I'm old enough to understand these things. He, He's attracted. He can't help it.
Is this house going to go to bed or not tonight?
The object, darling. Come on, let's voice Mrs. Rosalind.
It's nearly morning. Must be walking up and down in the hall up here.
Emma is home.
So she's home?
I just wanted to say...
So she'll tell you in the morning how much she likes Bruce Henley. You must get the hall report tonight.
I just want to say...
Good night.
Good night. Rosalie, darling, go to bed. Go, darling. Good night, Emily. Go.
Good night.
Good night, dear. Good night.
Who else is downstairs?
Sammy, I think.
What is Sammy doing downstairs? Why don't he go to bed?
Well, Emma is coming upstairs, Jay. Close the door. Look how you're standing in your pajamas. Emma, please. Emma's out, I'm sure, coming up the hall. I'm here in the hall, Emma. I'm here in the hall, dear.
Good night.
Good night. Close the door. Emma? Emma, dear? We was waiting up. We was prolonging our expiring waiting for you, Emma, dear. So where did you went?
Just riding.
Riding? All the time since you left the house you was riding?
Yes.
You didn't even stop off for an ice cream soda?
Well, yes. We stopped for ice cream.
Yeah?
And we drove along and he showed me all his land and the house and the barns.
Beautiful land and beautiful barns, Bruce Henley has, I know, darling. He showed you everything, huh?
Yes.
And what else?
He liked me, I think.
Why do you think?
Well,
did he say something?
Well, he said that he was very disappointed when I didn't go to the hayride with him.
So did you tell him Sammy took you only because I asked Sammy to?
Yes.
And?
Your friend Birdie has been talking again.
Talking? What could Birdie talk?
Oh, many things. And Bruce Henley asked me whether they were true.
About the water, Emma?
Whether I was in love with somebody else.
I would like very much to sleep tonight, if nobody has any objections.
Oh, I'll tell you everything in the morning.
It's all nonsense, Emma. It's all nonsense and nonsensical what Birdie says.
I'll tell you in the morning.
All right. And Birdie, I'll go over directly in the morning. I'll go over to Birdie and then I'll ask her directly what she's talking. Good night, Emma, darling.
Good night.
Good night. You're going into your room, Emma?
I just want to go downstairs to fetch something.
Well, can I get it for you?
No, I'll get it.
Is Sammy downstairs?
I think so.
I'll go downstairs, Emma.
I'll go.
What is this?
All right, Emma. Whatever it is, you get it. Yes, dear? Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Emma? Where are you going, Em?
I have to get something.
What is it? I'll get it.
Don't trouble.
Why don't you go to bed, Emma? I'll go down and tell Sammy you'll see him tomorrow.
You'd like to spoil everything. Don't you, Mikey?
How's Bruce Henley, Emma?
You'd like to know so you could tell Sammy.
No, you'll tell Sammy.
Well, then why do you want to know?
You don't think I'm interested?
Why?
You think Sammy is the only one who cares whether you marry Bruce Henley?
You care?
You'd be surprised how much.
And Rosie?
Rosie's a kid.
And me?
You're a woman.
And Sammy?
Sammy's a kid, too. He's even afraid to tell his mother about you and him.
Aren't you?
I'm a man, Emma.
It's Rosie.
Rosie?
Yes.
Why aren't you asleep, Rosie? You know, you should get at least 9 hours of sleep at your age.
I'm sorry, Rosie.
It's all right.
Everybody's so anxious to know how much I like Bruce Henley.
Yes, I know. Mikey especially. Good night.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Let me go.
Emma.
Henley's waiting for me.
Wait, Emma.
I promised to take a walk with him.
I'll tell him you were too tired.
No.
How far do you think you'll get with Sammy Emma?
Please.
He's tied to his mother's apron strings. It's kid stuff. It's not for you and it's not for me.
I love Sammy.
You'd love a man who could love you, not a kid afraid of his mother and his father and everybody. Sneaking away behind doors and up into orchards, afraid of what he'd feel.
I love Sammy.
Emma.
You can't fool me, Marky.
Emma, do you think I'm fooling? Do you think I'd be standing here like...
Stop it. Stop it. I'll call everybody.
What do I care? They all think I'm in love with you anyway. They may as well be sure.
Let me alone.
Why do you keep saying let me alone when every move you make says don't?
Sammy's coming.
All right, then go into your room.
Why don't you let me alone?
Because you don't want me to. Now go ahead, go into your room.
Where's Emma?
She went to bed.
Good night.
Good night.
Mikey's plan isn't taking anyone in except the innocent bystanders. Rosie, the girl whom Mikey loves, and the Goldbergs, whom he's trying to protect. Will this rather quixotic plan of his save Sammy from Emma? Now I ask you, can you see yourself washing dishes with a half a dishpan? Well, you know, that's about as useless as struggling with a soap that only does a halfway job for dishes. I mean bar soaps because they don't have real speed. And those tough granulated soaps because they fall short on safety for your hands. Well, you can say goodbye to such halfway soaps right now and change to New Dove. Yes, that new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe me, Dove has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Notice how soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. Why, Dove is far kinder to your hands than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. Yet Dove speeds through dishes like a whirlwind. There's no hard scouring, not even to cut tough grease. Yes, Dove really has everything for dishes. Try it, and let those whirlwind suds tell you how different Dove is. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Molly Goldberg becomes more and more convinced that Mikey is in love with Emma. And Sammy becomes more and more convinced that Mikey is acting the part of a hero. But as we see tomorrow, Emma seems to be able to find a middle way in which she can eat her cake and have it, too. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.